Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When you hear that someone was passed over, it's usually in a negative context. They were passed over for a job, for a raise, or a promotion. They were left out, not included. They were ignored. When I lived in Nebraska, if the conversation was about threatening storms, then to be passed over was a good thing. That's where the children of Israel are. God is about to unleash the 10th and final plague in Egypt. God will pass through Egypt and strike down the firstborn of both men and animals. But the blood of the Lamb will be a sign of protection for the Israelites. God will see the blood on the sides and tops of their door frames, and he will pass over their homes. Death will not touch them. There are a lot of similarities for us as well as we celebrate this night. In Egypt, the Lord speaks to Moses and Aaron about this day, this celebration that we are involved in tonight. God speaks of all the preparations that had to be done prior to the 10th plague being unleashed, and there were a great many details concerning the month and day, the animal to be used for the meal, for the sacrifice, what to do with the blood of the sacrifice, how to cook the meat, what to do with the leftovers, and how they were to eat the meal. For us, the most important details are the nature of the animal used for the sacrifice, and the use of the blood. The animal was to be a year-old lamb without defect. It could be from the sheep or the goats, but it had to be perfect. And the blood was to be put on the sides and tops of their door frames. It would be easy to conclude, listening to these words recorded for us in Exodus, listening to the many details, it would be easy to conclude that all these details were important. Otherwise, God wouldn't have mentioned them, and that their inclusion was an absolute necessity to gain the desired result. Skip any one part, and the whole thing falls apart. But while all the details were indeed important and needed to be included in the celebration, all those details would be worthless. They would serve no purpose at all without the promise that God attaches to the blood of the Lamb, to the blood that marks their door frames. While each detail has its own significance, the real purpose of the many details is to focus the intention of all who participate on the promise attached to the blood of the Lamb. On the same night when all these preparations were to be carried out, God was going to pass through Egypt. He is going to strike down every firstborn man of men and animals. His judgment would make no distinctions. All were under the curse. Before the night was over, every firstborn male of men and animals in Egypt would be dead. And the only thing that would save the firstborn male of the Israelites would be the promise attached to the blood of the Lamb marking their door frames. The houses marked with the blood of the Lamb would be passed over. The curse would not fall upon those households because of God's promise attached to the blood of the sacrifice. That's what saved Adam and Eve in the garden. They didn't die the death they deserved. because animals were sacrificed in their place. The promise that God attached to that blood pointed forward to this night in Egypt. The Israelites were being set free from more than their slavery to the Egyptians. They were being set free from Adam's curse. They were being set free from the power of sin and death. The lamb sacrificed on this night in Egypt also points forward to the fulfillment of the promise in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who is, as John the Baptist declared, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's why this day was to be commemorated for generations to come, because it would keep their focus on the promise of God that brings freedom and life through the forgiveness of sins. That's why Jesus celebrates this meal with his disciples, not only because it pointed back to that day of God's deliverance in Egypt when death passed over those households marked with the blood of the Lamb, but because it also provides the opportunity to reveal to his disciples that he was the fulfillment of that promise, that he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who delivers us all from the power of sin and death. As Paul writes, the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The death that Adam deserved, the death that the Israelites deserved, that the 12 deserved, that we deserved, passed over us because it fell on Jesus, the Lamb of God. The wrath of the Father against Adam's sin was poured out on the Son of God. The blood of the Lamb is now a sign of protection that causes the judgment of God against sin to pass over us. By his stripes, we have been healed. Tonight, Jesus invites us to join him at his table, to share in this meal, to assure us that for his sake, our sin has been forgiven. He invites us to come and for a moment step into the shoes of the 12 on that night in Jerusalem. He invites us to come to him and step out of the trials and troubles of our days and into a future that is certain and secure. We have been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, by the promise fulfilled in the shedding of his blood, and fulfilled in us by uniting us with himself in his death and life. Death has passed over us. We have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. And the life we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself to us. United together with Christ in his death and life, we have passed over into a new life that has no end. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.